Good morning. First of all, it's good to be back in Tallinn and to meet with the EU defense ministers. I look forward to meet all of them and in particular to discuss cyber and how we together can respond to the many cyber threats we are faced with. I look forward to participate in the cyber exercise together with the EU defense ministers. That's the first time I participate in the cyber exercise with the European Union, and I'm also glad to announce that NATO has decided to upgrade the EU participation in our cyber exercise, which is going to take place later on this year. It's called Cyber Coalition, and it's one of the biggest cyber exercises in the world, and the EU will be a full participant, will participate fully in that cyber exercise. We are faced with many challenges in the cyber domain. Over the last year, we saw a 60% increase in the number of cyber attacks against NATO networks, and it is important that we work together with the European Union to defend also our allies and our members against many different kinds of cyber attacks. So, timely exchange of information, harmonizing our procedures is key to respond to any kind of cyber attacks, and we saw that also this spring with the two major or big cyber attacks where NATO and EU worked closely together. Our experts exchanged information and helped each other in our response to these major cyber attacks. So we will step up our efforts. I look forward to work closely with the European Union and also discuss with the EU ministers how we can further strengthen NATO-EU cooperation in general.
Secretary General, later today, ministers will talk about North Korea. Are you concerned that Russia is resisting further sanctions on North Korea?
There are already sanctions agreed in the EU, in the UN, and it is extremely important that all those sanctions are fully implemented, because the North Korean behavior is a global threat and requires a global response, a united global response. Therefore, we call on North Korea to fully comply with all the UN resolutions, to abandon its nuclear and missile programs, and to refrain from further testing, and to engage in a constructive dialogue, and then that the whole global society fully implements the UN resolutions on sanctions.
In the cyber attack storyline, there's also an anti-globalization group mentioned as a potential threat. Do you see this as a threat that NATO needs to deal with?
No, we don't have any specific groups which we have pointed out as threats or enemies. We are ready to defend ourselves against any cyber attack coming from government and or state and non-state actors. So we have not identified any specific group as an enemy or a threat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.